This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca. Take us on the go with the ESPN Ithaca app. A season was cut too short for a lot of local student athletes in our area, both at the high school and collegiate level. And one college athlete in particular was bound to have an exceptional conclusion to the winter season, and I'm sure a spring season as well. She's kind enough to join us for a couple of minutes here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. It's Parlee Hannon, senior for the Ithaca College track and field team. You might remember Division III national champ during the cross country season and also the national runner of the year. She was also recently named the indoor track and field athlete of the year. And Parlee, first and foremost, how are you doing? How is your family doing? Hopefully everybody's safe and well right now during these tough times.
So I'm doing all right. It's definitely good. An adjustment, switching back to, or doing all this, virtually, not having the team. And you know, I think that it definitely makes you, appreciate what you do have and, you know, see kind of what you took for granted. So I'm just trying to make the most of, family time and just, being, so lucky to have a nice place to go home to.
That's super. That's super. And obviously classes, if I'm not mistaken, have restarted for you and all of your other classmates. You're doing all that stuff virtually?
Yes. Yes, we are.
That's great. That's great. Good to hear. Well, I want to go back to what feels like forever ago, and it hasn't even quite been a month yet, but I want you to take me through the roller coaster, I'm sure, of finding out that nationals for the indoor track and field championships were going to be canceled because of coronavirus. Can you kind of take us through when you found out, how you found out, and some of the emotions that you and I'm sure a lot of your teammates felt?
So I apologize. It already is making me a bit emotional. I think it really came in steps. So we were at the facility and there was talk about, you know, parents not being able to come, spectators not being able to come. And then I think it was on Thursday, we were there that morning and I had just finished my shakeout. And Coach Aaron came up to me and pulled me aside, told me that no one was allowed into the competition area, that it would only be officials and team members and authorized personnel. And that kind of hit home a bit. And as I just feel as though, you know, not being able to have all of our families who are planning on coming to be able to be there, not to be able to have that crowd and that energy to fuel off of was really difficult. Not only for me, but for the rest of my teammates. And so that's kind of when we knew that things were really starting to shake up. But we kind of took that with stride. They canceled the banquet next. And that's when, that was really disappointing because especially at cross country, I think I can speak with all from my teammates who were all a part of that. The banquet is just a great way to really come together with all the other teams and really, feed off that energy of being at such a an incredible event and like an opportunity for so many people to experience their first national championship and come together with all those athletes. And so that was canceled. And so then we were all kind of like, we just, with each, you know, new hit of news, we kind of had to just like take a deep breath and then just kind of, you know, change our mindset a little bit. And then I had just sat, we had gone back to the hotel and I had just sat down with Coach Aaron and we had planned out my whole day for Friday in terms of what I was going to be doing between each event because I was supposed to race three events that day. And so we kind of mapped that all out, talking about strategy and recovery and fueling and whatnot. And then right after that, we had a team meeting. So as soon as I, you know, really went through the whole game plan for the next day and it was really starting to feel real, we had a team meeting to kind of get all of our NCAA, they give us some, like, mementos and whatever. And so we were getting that and then just also going over the itinerary for the next day. And then during that meeting, Coach Potter left the hotel room, she came back. She came back and said that, it was all canceled. And at first, like the first 2 minutes, it just like it didn't feel real. It didn't hit at all. It felt like it was some kind of joke. I heard it, but I just could not process it. And then it wasn't until, all of our coaches started telling us what wonderful athletes we were and how much we deserved to be here that it really just started to hit. And I can't speak to how the rest of the meeting went because I had to leave. I told Coach Potter and Coach Aaron that I just could not be in the hotel room. And I went outside and I, first I sat in the stairwell for a while, but then I just wanted to get some fresh air. So I went outside to the parking lot of the hotel we were staying at, and I just sat outside for a good hour or so, just at first, just like so many roller coasters of emotion, just sadness and anger and frustration, and I just really needed to be alone. And then I let my family know, and then they FaceTimed me, and I was hesitant to pick up the call because I just really didn't want to talk to anyone.
Sure.
But I needed to. So I talked to them, and it was difficult talking to them. It just kind of heightened my emotions a bit, but eventually it kind of, you know, eased back, and I kind of decided with the help of my brother's encouragement that I was going to race the next day, that regardless of whether or not it wasn't going to be on the JDL fast track, it was going to be, you know, I was going to go out and I was going to run a 5K, which I ended up doing the next day, which was really cool. But it was definitely, I would say, one of the hardest things I have ever had to go through. And I think I can speak to for a lot of my teammates as well. I know that I've received so much of this like fame and this like glory over the past months or ever since cross country, but it really was like a team effort in getting to where we got. And so many of us worked so hard to get there. We all did. And it's just like, not only for me, but for all of us, it was just so devastating to not be able to show everyone what we really had. But what I always try and what I said to my teammates was that everyone knew what was going to come. You know, everyone knew that Ithaca was on fire and was a team really to watch, and that was going to go and put everything they had out there. And so we knew at the end of the day that regardless of whether or not we raced or not, we knew what was going to happen. And that's kind of what I try and think about in terms of helping carry myself forward.
Yeah, Parley Hannon joining us here on BTL Senior for the Ithaca College Track and Field Team, the Indoor Track Athlete of the Year. I can understand your emotion, and, you know, your athletic director, Susan Bassett, we just chatted with her last week, and she felt the same way almost that you did. And from her standpoint as an administrator, as a former coach, she basically understood that, you know, here's a process that you and your teammates go through for such a long time to try and get to this level, that seeing it being taken away from you in a snap, it's just heartbreaking, and it's emotional, and it's sad, and it makes you angry, and it just is a little bit of everything. But I think it's so cool for you, Parley, how, you know, here you are standing up to it after feeling all of those different emotions, and the next day running a 5K. Did you do that at a nearby track? Did you do that just outside? Can you go into a little bit more detail about that?
Yeah. So I, my original thought was, okay, I'm going to, you know, maybe get this out on social media to all, like, you know, the teams that were in the area or in the vicinity who hadn't left yet, that I was, you know, planning on running a 5K at a local track. But that just all, you know, I was dealing with so much emotion that that all just seemed way too much. And so I just decided, okay, I'm going to just run a 5K at a local track the next day. You know, my teammates can come do their events, or they can, you know, run segments of the race with me, you know, whatever they want to do. I just wanted to go out there and I wanted to race, and whatever that looked like for them, they could do as well. And so I told my teammates that I was going to go to a nearby track and race the next morning. And I would love for anyone who wanted to come and do their own events or participate with me to come. And actually, I can't say to my surprise, because I mean, my teammates have always been so supportive, but I woke up the next morning, I like had slept hardly at all. And I went down to breakfast and I kind of said, I was like, I had this idea. I'm going to put on my uniform. I'm going to do all these things. I didn't put on my uniform. I just went down to breakfast and I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this. Like, this was way too ambitious of me. But I got down there and like, I was like one of the first ones down there, but it was in a matter of 5 minutes, like 10 of my teammates had, or like five of my teammates had come down in their uniforms, like ready to come and cheer me on. And that was like, that was so big for me, because mm-hmm. like, here I was, like I had given up like on myself, and they were here to kind of like carry me forward. And I knew that like, if I weren't to race that day or even go out and put out some effort that day, that the day would have been a lot harder to get through. Mm-hmm. So I ran upstairs, I got my spikes and put my uniform on, and we all went to a nearby track. It was hard to find the first track we went to. It was closed, so we couldn't get into, but then we actually went to a neighboring track where there happened to be other teams there too, doing the same thing. Like Patrick Watson, the cross country champion for the men's, like Division III men's, from this fall, he was there. So I was like racing with him. And then a bunch of people from other schools were there as well. And we all kind of, there was a girls team from Wartburg doing, they did a 4x1200, and they got my teammate Lindsay Scott in on that. And so we all kind of did some version of a 5K. A bunch of my teammates jumped in and did segments of my five, like of it with me, or Lindsay did her own thing. It wasn't about, you know, going out and run, like try to set a PR. After the emotional roller coaster and the night I had, there was no way that was going to happen. But it was just about getting out there and feeling as though I put something out there before. You know, I didn't go to North Carolina for nothing. So I just wanted to get out there and run a race. And I wanted to run sub-17, and I did. And I raced the 5K basically all by myself, because there was no way I was going to be running with the men. So it was really cool, and it was really cool to see all those other teams there as well. And they wanted, I think it was the Wartburg coach, he had a bunch of Krispy Kreme donuts to give us as our awards at the end, and a little fake podium setup. And it was, you know, it wasn't the way I was expecting to end my track season. But, you know, it was better than the alternative, which was to just walk away from North Carolina, not having been able to put out something that, you know, put out some of that energy that I had worked so hard to build.
Parley Hannon, our guest here on BTL Senior for the Ithaca College Track and Field Team, Indoor Track and Field Athlete of the Year, the Division III Cross Country National Champ from the fall season. I'm almost at a loss of, I don't know how to describe it, Parley. Like, that's incredible to me that despite all of that, you know, here you are wanting to go out there and basically, you know, I don't want to say end your career on a high note, but end it on a memorable note in some sense. Like, I'm sure it's hard for you now to really recognize what you did, but I have a feeling years down the road, this is going to be something that lasts with you for a lifetime, maybe in some sense, in a positive way. But real quick, going back to, you know, going to this track and seeing all of these other athletes from other schools there, track and field, especially, I feel like there's always a sense of camaraderie, not just with teammates, but also with opposing teams. And, you know, for all of you to be able to do that, I'm sure it was a really unique experience. And I'm sure you were able to have a bit of camaraderie for the other athletes that were there and kind of doing the same thing that you were. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that, like, all, you know, it wasn't me just there wanting to run my race, but we were all there for the same reason. We were all there because we had all worked hard to get there, and we all just wanted to be able to, you know, like I said before, just end it on a note that was a lot better than just finding out Nationals was canceled and then just, you know, giving up. And that's kind of what it felt like. It's like, if I didn't get to, you know, go out and do one more race, it would just be kind of like giving up. And I know that's not what it would be, because that's not at all. But I just think for me, and all those athletes that were there that day, they were so hungry for their something, and they just wanted to go out there and do something.
We're chatting with Parley Hannon, senior for the Ithaca College track and field team here on BTL. Obviously, I'm sure it's kind of difficult for you to talk about your teammates, and there's clearly that close connection. But from an athletic sort of standpoint, I'm curious what made you and your team so good, because as you kind of alluded to earlier here in the conversation, you know, in a sense, you were ready to put Ithaca on the map and make a name for yourselves. What was it about this year's group in particular that really made you all such a threat to maybe win a national championship?
So I think that it may be a little bit harder for me to speak for the team, just because this was my first track season with running for Ithaca, and I'm also still relatively new to to competitive running. You know, this is my first time ever being on a track and field team.
Yeah.
But I think that from observing last year's dynamic to this year's dynamic on the track team, I would say that there are a lot of factors that played a role into, you know, this being the team that got to the national championship. I think that I would say Coach Potter, obviously, Coach Potter and Coach Aaron and all the other coaching staff have put tremendous work into building this team, but also they have just their belief in us has been incredible since day one. You know, I think they looked at this team and they knew that we were capable, and their goal was to never let us doubt our capabilities as a team. And I think that, you know, from day one, and that has always been evident to me, and I think the rest of my team. I would also say our captains this year have done a remarkable job of building a sense of camaraderie. You spoke about camaraderie on a track and field team, and I think that that was something that may have been lacking last year on the team. I was not a part of it, but, you know, I think that the dynamic this year has really been about building a strong relationship with everyone amongst the team. You know, it can be hard when you have sprinters and you have distance runners, you have throwers, you have all these different components and events in the track and field team that sometimes can be hard to mesh together because it's so much bigger. But I think that the focus from like the captains this year was not to let those events divide us, but instead to be able for us all to come together and consistently learn from each other from those different events. You know, I learned from, Caitlin and her desire to be so fast on the track made me hungry to be faster and work on my sprints and my ability to be, you know, become faster. I look at the strength of the throwers and their constant like commitment to their lifting regimes and their events to help me, you know, thrive and want to be better in the weight room. And I think just what made us so strong this year was the fact that we all came together as one and never really allowed ourselves to be divided, because that's so easy to do, I think, in a track and field environment. And then just to let all of each other's hunger and drive fuel off of off of each other. And I think we also just had some really good talent in all of those events. And I think all of that talent just was and that drive was contagious. I would say that, you know, seeing how great Megan did in pole vault, I think allowed all the other pole vaulters to want to rise and become better themselves. And I think it was just really working as a team and being able to always feed off of each other's energy and believe in ourselves that was really what allowed us to get to where we got. I think that something that Coach Erin always tells me, and I always kind of have a little bit of a back and forth with her because she's always like, this isn't me, Parley, this is you. And I'm like, well, I know it's me, but it's also you. But I would say that I think that, you know, overall, I think it really is us as our individuals. Like, our coaches do so much for us, but at the end of the day, it's really us as a team that will get us there. Our coaches can absolutely help in that regard, but at the end of the day, it's us who are the ones competing and are the ones that need. So I would say it's the drive within our team and our teammates that we feed off of each other and we use, but it's the encouragement from our coaches and the encouragement from our teammates as well that really allows us to, you know, really excel to our fullest potential. And I think that's why we got to where we got this year.
Yeah. Parley, I can't help but bring up your personal accolades. And I know you're such a great teammate in the sense that, you know, you kind of mentioned how I wouldn't be where I am without my teammates. But, you know, your athletic director, Susan Bassett, told me last week that you are probably among the very elite bomber athletes of all time. And it's so funny because bear with me on this, but if I hit Control F on my keyboard when looking up your track and field bio and type in the word record, you know, 14 different results pop up. Record, record, record. I mean, they're everywhere. What was that like for you constantly rewriting the record books?
I mean, it was like incredible. It was so exciting. It was a bit daunting, I think, as well, because I think that having, I think it was the first mile that I ever raced that I set the school record in. And I think the idea of when you start making such strides in the way that I was making it, it can be a bit scary, not just in the sense of, like, it's scary in a lot of ways. I think, one, I constantly would ask myself, like, okay, but, like, is this it? Like, is, you know, like, if I keep setting records like this, like, when will it stop? And it was, like, this fear of, like, I don't want this to stop, but, like, is this something that I can just keep on doing? And I think it was also, I think I got so excited in the momentum of how things were moving. And I didn't just get excited to race because I wanted to race, but I was excited because I wanted to improve my time and thus break a new record. So I think that it was a bit scary as well, because I'm still so new to this racing, and in previous interviews I've had, I've mentioned, but I struggle a fair amount with my mental and physical health. So it's just, I didn't want there to be, I didn't want myself out or be overdoing things. So I'm still learning how to manage how to be a runner. And I think that when I was making all these strides, it was a bit scary because it was still something super new to me. And I wanted to make sure that I was taking care of myself physically and mentally, and that I wasn't just getting consumed by these numbers and these records. So I think that in that way it was difficult for me, but I would say overall it was really exciting. I think especially the races where I finished a race, and regardless of the time, I knew that I had more in me. And I think that that was really exciting. That, like, you know, to finish a 3K at Ocean Breeze and, you know, set the school record, but regardless of whether or not I had set the record or not, I felt like, wow, I had so much more in me. Or be able to, you know, match my PR time while doing a workout during a race, you know, that was really cool. Or to run a sub 5 mile while doing a workout, you know, and I think overall it's been an incredible experience. And I think I think I can be very self-critical, and I'm very hard on myself. So I think in a way, having these milestones and having these achievements really helped. Yes, it was like worrisome in some ways, just because of all the what ifs it sometimes proposed. But I think for the most part, I think it continued to help fuel me and help me realize, you know, partly like, think about how good you feel now that you've set this record. Like, think about how you don't want to lose that. So think about how important it is to keep up with your training and your recovery and all those other crucial components to allow you to continue to be the runner that you want to be. So, I mean, it's been an incredible journey, absolutely.
I'd believe it. Parley, as an IC alum, but also as somebody who has covered Ithaca College athletics, whether it's individual performances or teams, I've seen a lot over the last, you know, decade and a half or so. And, you know, Susan's not kidding when she says you're one of the greatest athletes the school has ever seen. And your story is unbelievable. It's just remarkable what you've been able to accomplish. And I know I speak for a lot of alums too when I say we're really proud of what you've been able to do, even though the season was cut a little bit short. Your story is remarkable. And, you know, thank you so much for sharing a couple of minutes with us here and being so open and being so honest. And, I really, really appreciate the time. And, you know, hopefully we'll be hearing from you soon at some point, you know, when it comes to competing and everything like that. If you go on to bigger and better things, hopefully we hear about you a lot. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Of course, Parley. Thank you so much, and be well. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. You as well. Stay safe out there.